The history of rock and roll.
It's pony time. Get up.
The twist really took off in 1962, making Chubby Checker's record of it a top 10 entry for the second time in 3 years. Meanwhile, he'd been wriggling and singing his way through as many dances as he could find. The Pony, the Limbo, the Popeye, the Slow Twist, and so on. But it was the twist which had captured the minds and spines of the nation, whether Chubby Checker or the Isley Brothers sang about it.
Shake it up, baby!
History of rock and roll.
Loves mambo.
Ooh. Everybody likes the cha-cha-cha.
It's not hard to see the influence of dancing on rock and roll, or vice versa. Dances created new musical styles. New musical styles created dances. And both were in full ferment in 1962. One of the year's new dance stars was Little Eva, who noticed everybody was doing the locomotion.
Everybody.
I was married to Jerry Goffin, and we were writing songs together.
Songwriter Carole King talks about Little Eva for the History of Rock and Roll.
We had one child and another child on the way, and we needed a babysitter, and so we hired Little Eva, and she would sing around the house and not want to miss any talent. You know, we immediately decided to record her. The immediate problem was that we needed a new babysitter.
The year 1962 was not only a time of dancing, it was also a time for listening. One reason was Chuck Jackson, whose rendition of Any Day Now, a Hal David Burt Bacharach song, is one of the rock classics.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love. Cause you won't be around. Don't fly away, my beautiful bird. Don't fly away.
Gene Chandler's first hit is next on the Rocky Mountain.
This world, nothing can stop a Duke of Earth. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I
Chandler coined a contradictory title for himself with Duke of Earl in 1962, the year the Sensations were pleading to be let in. Henderson had his biggest record in 1962, a slow song called Snap Your Fingers.
Snap your fingers, I'll come running back to you on bended knee. Snap your fingers, chance on me. Mm-hmm.
Neil Sedaka discussed the construction of his songs for the history of rock and roll.
My songs, which had the riffs and the sing-along things, would start off with a little intro, 8 bars, then came the crux, you know, of the song, and then you would close with that little intro. So my friends and I used to joke about it. We used to call it, oh, here's Neil Sedaka and his sandwich song. And I think in those days the tunes were so happy. It was more melodious and more singable. Today the hits are rambly and you have more freedom. In those days we were more constricted, and it was a way of conveying a very happy, carefree kind of feeling. It had no particular significance other than it was just happy, simple, carefree, direct, and what else can I say? I was very good at that, by the way. I'm very good with sounds and phonetics. I used to make up all the doobie-doos and shalalas, and now, you know, every once in a while you hear an old thing and I say, aha, you know, they were influenced by Sedaka.
Do-do-do-down, doobie-doo-down-down, comma, comma, down, doobie-doo-down-down, comma, comma, down, doobie-doo-down-down, breaking up is hard to do, don't take your
Tender Ballad made the 1962 rock charts, the original version of Love Letters by Keddie Lester.
Love letters straight from your keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. When I can have all the love you straight from your heart.
The history of rock and roll moves on through 62 with another dance sound from Dee Dee.
WORFM New York.
There was a definite Philadelphia sound because most of the hits were made on Cameo Parkway and they came out of a broom closet. We used to laugh about it. It was a little tiny room.
The history of rock and roll reminisces with Dick Clark.
It was either written and arranged by Dave Apple and written by Cal Mann and Bernie Lowe, or Madeira and White or a few other local writers. It had a feel because it was all done by the same people in the same place.
The history of rock and roll.
In 1962, Philadelphia began receiving competition from the West, Detroit. Mary Wells was among the first of the Motown artists.
Some other girls are feeling your head will jive. So now you're acting like you don't know that I'm alive. Love, you better wake up, yeah, before we break up and you lose me. To me, the one who really loves.
I really love you.
Singers were still imitating the more obvious characteristics of the Buddy Holly style in 1962. Tommy Rose Sheila, for example.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail. Her cheeks are rosy, she looks a little nosy. Man, this little girl is fine.
Oh, this little girl is fine. Yeah, this little girl is fine.
The Marvelettes also helped assemble the foundation of the Motown sound in 62 with, among others, Beachwood 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. James Ray had what sounded like the first German rhythm and blues band. If You Got to Make a Fool of Somebody was big in 1962. Was also the year of the Impressions' first hit. Lead singer Curtis Mayfield remembered it for the history of rock and roll.
We were in school. When I say we, I speak in terms of Fred and Sam as well as myself. We all actually come from the gospel church. Our first record as the Impressions, the three of us, was a wonderful hit, Gypsy Woman.
Documentary resumes in a moment with another hit from Dionne DeMuth.
I roam around the road.
Wanderer by Dion, the rockumentary moves on through 1962 to Please Mr. Postman, written by Brian Holland of the Holland Dozier Holland composing team, responsible for many Motown hits. This is Eddie Holland.
The first very big hit we had was Where Did I Love Go? Although Brian is a veteran, he's like the daddy of the team, so to speak, because his first hit was like 2 years before I think the team actually got together, which was Please Mr. Postman.
Were popular in 1962, the Marvelettes, the Orlons, and the Ikettes all roosted in the record charts. And Juan maintained the rock and roll quota of duets in 1962. What's Your Name was their hit.
What's your name?
Is also notable for the rise of Phil Spector, 22 years old at the time. One of the first records from this producer's producer was Uptown by the Crystals.
He gets up each morning and he goes downtown, where everyone's his boss and he's lost in an angry land. He's a little man, but then he comes up. Where folks don't have to pay much rent.
The history of rock and roll continues with the world's first rock blindfold test, conducted recently with Phil Spector.